living powerfully now. I make my life according to the divine pattern in me. Lecture 11. I make my life according to the divine pattern in me. If I want to live powerfully now, I give as much attention to the positive as I have been giving to the negative. I've been saying to the negative, you have a right to exist, you have a right to be, you have a right to fulfill yourself. But the divine in me does not allow for that sort of a life. It doesn't allow for a right to exist for negativity. It only allows for a right to exist for being positive if I wish to live a happy, healthy, wholesome life according to my divine pattern. Now, do I want to live according to that divine pattern? Do I want to express everything in my life according to the divine pattern that I am? Or do I want to worry about it? Do I want to concern myself with how I'm going to do it? Do I want to concern myself with whether it'll work or not? Whether it'll be anything important for me or not? Whether it'll be anything vital for me or not? This is my point of view now. Now, I have all the talent. I have all the wisdom. I have all the power in me to give power to positive things, should that be my desire. If I have a body I want to have more perfect, I speak my word, I have a perfect body. If I have a life in any way I want it to be more perfect, I speak my word for it. I have that power in me, and that power in me is just waiting to blossom forth and to leap forth and to come forth in my life in the most magnificent way. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And my ideal spirit, mind, and body is fantastic. It is glorious. It is wonderful. It is amazing. Because that spirit, mind, and body is all that matters to me. It's all that matters to you. But if I'm going to live powerfully now, I need to make my choice of what I'm going to live. And I make my life according to the divine pattern in me. Now, the divine pattern in me is ready to express in every perfect way, and I accept it now. Why is it I'm so delinquent, so slow in accepting my divine pattern? Do I know what that divine pattern is? Oh, I surely do. Let's just take our body as an illustration. Take my body. My body is a temple of the living spirit. My body is whole and perfect. My body is wonderful. My body is fantastic. Now, occasionally I'll let some dust get on my body. I'll let some attitude get in my body. I'll let some concern get in my body about a contingent, an attitude that I don't really want to express. And when I let that get into my thinking, then that is what my thinking is. That's what my thinking is all about. No matter what circumstances come up to me, I say, all is in divine order. Now, I don't say why, I don't say how, I don't say where, I don't say, it's just all is in divine order. When I say all is in divine order, then I begin to think all is in divine order. I begin to live all is in divine order. I begin recognizing that my body is indeed the temple of the living God, the temple of wholeness, the temple of purity, the temple of the divine. If I let my thought wander away from that realization, if I let my thought wander away from the truth about me, what am I doing? I am giving power to something outside of myself. I'm giving power to something outside of who I am. And as I give power to something outside of who I am, then whatever that is that's outside of who I am, that is what my experience is. That is what my experience is, and that's what my life is. My life is the expression of whatever thoughts are going through my mind. My life is the expression of whatever thoughts are going through my mind. My life is the expression of whatever thoughts are going through my mind. If I'm thinking that something will not be fun, it'll not be fun. If I'm thinking that something is not whole, then it's not whole. If I'm thinking that somebody has a problem, then somebody has a problem, and I have that problem too, because I'm thinking about them having the problem. No matter what goes on in my world, no matter what I do, no matter what I think, no matter what I say, no matter how I act, whatever I am putting my attention on, that is what I'm experiencing. That's the principle. That's the law. That's how all things work. Whatever I put my attention on, that is what I am experiencing. If I'm putting my attention on something that is healthy and harmonious and joyful and fantastic in my life, then that's what I'm experiencing. If I'm putting my attention on something that is not happy, not good, not well, not whole, that's what I'm experiencing. It doesn't matter what the experience may be. It doesn't matter how bad or how good or how wonderful or how not wonderful any experience may be. Wherever I put my attention, that's where it is. Wouldn't it be wonderful just to be overwhelmed with winning sweepstakes and things like that? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be just overwhelmed and being successful in every activity I participate in, every business I do? Wouldn't it be wonderful to just live in such abundance that I don't have to think about abundance? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in such perfect health I don't have to think about perfect health? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in perfect harmonious relationships that I don't have to think about perfect harmonious relationships? People who have perfect harmonious relationships are not people who are thinking of perfect harmonious relationships. They are people who are thinking about being happy, having a happy life, being surrounded by happy, wonderful people. Not that they are not, it's just that they are. This is a recognition of the truth, a recognition of the condition that does exist. And when you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, you're not saying it doesn't exist. You're saying it does exist, and that you dwell in that, and you live in that, and that you are that. And whenever you say that, you have empowered the most wonderful circumstances of your life. I have empowered the most wonderful circumstances of my life. When I walk, do I walk vigorously, or do I walk lackadaisically? Do I walk like I'm sick, or do I walk like I'm well? Do I hold my shoulders up, my chin up? Do I feel like I'm part of life, or do I feel like I'm ready to conk out? Do I feel like I'm ready to close the door, move on to another dimension? Now, when I can stand up straight, when I can live straight, when I can feel that I am a divine, wonderful being, then that's exactly what I am. But I cannot be that unless that's where my attention is. I cannot be that unless that's where my every thought is. Now, where is my every thought? Is my every thought on the realization that I am fantastic now? If it is, then you can be sure I am fantastic now. This is not a momentary thing. It's an every moment experience. It's an every moment action on my part. It's an every moment attitude on my part. It's an every moment now experience in my life. Right now, I say, I feel good. Right now, I feel rich. I feel surrounded by wonderful friends. It's a right now attitude. It's not something that's going to be later. Right now, I am feeling great. Right now, I am surrounded by wonderful people. Right now, I live in an abundant world. Right now, I enjoy life to the fullest. I'm not going to wait until I get older and earn a living and have things. I'm not going to wait until I work on my body and I develop it into a perfect body. Right now, that body is a perfect body. Right now, that body outpictures whatever I think that body is. Now, what do you think your body is? What kind of a body do you have? What kind of a world are you living in? What kind of a life do you have? How do you shine forth who you are? Do you stand up straight and vigorous and enjoy yourself and enjoy your body? Does everyone look at you and say, what a beautiful specimen of a human being? What a beautiful specimen. Not muscular, not strong and sinewy and so forth, but just a beautiful specimen. It's the attitude within the body that makes it the beautiful specimen. And with the right attitude within the body demonstrates outwardly all that the body is and how wonderful the body is. But it's a matter of what I am doing with myself, what I'm doing with my thought. Do I say to myself, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body? Do I say that every moment? Do I say that in the now? Do I say that in every thought I have, in every attitude I have? Do I say that and believe it and know it? It's an opportunity that I have. But when I say that and believe it and know it, then I truly experience it. When I say it and believe it and know it and act upon it in every wonderful way, then that is who I am. That is all that I am. And that is my world, and that's my life, and that's my way of being totally fulfilled every moment in the now. How great that is. We all have dreams. We all have aspirations. We all have goals. But if that goal is to be achieved, then it's no goal at all. If that goal is mine now and I live it, then it's my reality. And I don't want a goal in my life. I want a reality in my life. I want everything that I think, say, and do be a now reality. I live in the consciousness that it is done. I live in the consciousness that it is fulfilled. I live in the consciousness of that which I dream, desire, and know, and it is done now. So, to have it, to enjoy it, to live it, to experience it, requires just one thing from each one of us. It requires that we accept it now as fulfilled. It is accomplished. It is revealed. It is not something that I'm going to have, but it is something that I do have. And when I say it's something that I do have, then I live in the idea that I do have it. Do I have that object now that I think about? Do I have that bodily condition now that I think about? Do I have that relationship now that I think of? Why not? Why not? If I don't think I have it now, then why am I even thinking about it at all? Because it's never going to be in my life. It is in my life the moment I accept it now as being in my life. The moment I accept it now as being fulfilled, that's when it's all done. That's when everything is revealed, is manifest, is wonderful. And now each one of us are enjoying that ourselves. Are you ready for such a glorious experience? Are you ready for such a fantastic activity in your life, in your world? If you're ready for it, then accept it, claim it, name 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 it, claim it. Saying that again and again tells my body, my life, my affairs, just the way it is. It's okay. It's okay to name it, claim it. It's okay to accept it. It's okay to be it and live it and love it. But it's only okay when it is something we do believe it and love it. It's only okay when it's something that is our nature. Is it our nature to be abundant, to be whole and perfect, to be surrounded by beautiful people? Is it our nature to be successful in everything we do? Is it our nature to love ourselves beyond any measure? Is it our nature to know that all is in divine order now? Is it our nature to know all these things? Is it our nature to experience all these things? Is it our nature? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is our nature to delight in these things, to be revealed in these things, to be happy in these things. It's our nature. Now, what is your nature? What is your nature? Is your nature to be that which you are, or is your nature to wish to be that which you are? Is your nature to claim that which you are and have, or wish for, desire, want, and never to know it? Oh, you say, well, many times I work on things and I develop them and I bring them out. That's true. But that's a long road. And is that the road you want to take? Is the road you want to take the road that is not yet accomplished? That it is something desired, is something wanted, something not realized yet? What is it that you are putting into your consciousness about yourself? What is it that you're putting into your thought about yourself? What am I thinking about that I wish I had? Now, if I say I wish I had anything, then I might as well forget it. But if I say I now have ideal, all is in ideal order right now. All is in ideal order right now. All is in divine order right now. All is accomplished right now. All is done right now. All is in ideal order right now. All is in divine order right now. Can I say that? Does my repetition just make it nothing, or does my repetition confirm my affirmation? My repetition confirms to me the affirmation I hold in my consciousness as my reality. That's what I live in. Oh, we hear lots of statements that you cannot hold on to things, you cannot have things, you cannot make things happen. Well, that's very true. We cannot make anything happen. We can only recognize that it's already done, that it's already happened, that it's already fulfilled, that it's already ours now. We can only claim that. And the more we claim it, the more we experience it, the more we know it, the more we are it, the more wonderful whatever it is that we are. It's up to us. It's up to us to know it. It's up to us to experience it. It's up to us to love it. It's up to us to delight in it. It's up to us to reveal it in every avenue of our life, in every moment of our life. But now, right now, in this instant now, in this oneness now, we claim it, we name it, we know it. Right now. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. I was thinking about how many times in the world people achieve greatness. And they achieve physical health. And right away they want to go out and tell other people how to achieve the physical health that they achieved. And they go out and tell people that it's having a right diet, it's having a right things to drink, it's not smoking, it's doing this and doing that and not doing this and not doing that. And they go out and they tell the world. Well, now, they may be whole and perfect now, and all of these things may have been left by the way because they claimed a new self. But what they want to tell you is they didn't let those things go by the way until after they claimed the new self. When they claimed the new self, when they said, I am whole and perfect now, then all of those things that were not supportive of being whole and perfect, which were not reflective of what a whole and perfect person does, disappeared. And this is what they'd like to tell you about them. This is what they'd like to share with you, but they didn't know what was happening to themselves. We seldom do. They didn't know that it was their mental attitude that had changed and their whole life changed. Their mental attitude realized it is whole and perfect right now, and their whole body radiated that wholeness and perfection. It is a now thing. It is something done in the now. And as we pursue the now, and as we allow ourselves to be open to the now, as we recognize that there is nothing more to be done, nothing more to be done, then whatever is for our highest and best, whatever is our reality, whatever is our peace of mind, that's what we have. And that peace of mind is ours today and forevermore, but we have to claim it. If we don't claim it, we don't have it. If we claim it, we have it. And you don't have to know anything more about it than just that. If you claim it, you have it. You don't have to know anything more about it than just that, that it is a matter of claiming it. All philosophies, all psychologies, all mankind says whatever you name and claim, you experience. They don't perhaps all use that simple word system, but it's the same thing. Whatever you name, you claim. You talk about peace, you have peace. You talk about unhappiness, you have unhappiness. You talk about health, you have health. If you talk about problems, you got problems. You say, well, that's not universally true. Oh, yes, it is. Well, what about these people who work with problems all the time? Why don't they have problems? Well, they do. They have the problem of the problem that they're working with. And when they start working on the wholeness, not the problem, the problem will disappear and the wholeness will be there. The problem will disappear and the wholeness already is here. And it's just a matter of where our attention is, where our dreams are, where our goals are, where our desires are. It's just a matter of where that exists. And when I know where that exists, where I know what that is in my world, then that is in my world now and forevermore. And how great that is. Try it on for size, and you know that it is done for you and for me right now.